Well, once upon a time, it was Uncle Sam that needed you. This morning, I'm telling you, it is CAFS. There is a dire need for foster carers. Can you help? I certainly hope you can. Let's find out how you can get involved through CAFS today. Part of their out-of-home care team is Megan Sadlier, and she joins me in the studio this morning. Good morning to you, Megan.
Good morning, Brash.
Nice to have you on the show. It's a bit of a perfect storm at the moment, isn't it? The demand for foster carers is there, but you just can't get enough people at the moment.
No, look, that is the case. CAFS is always looking for people who are interested in becoming foster carers for children of all ages. Mm-hmm. And look, we do support children in foster care right across the Central Highlands region. However, the need for foster carers is really great at the moment. I think following COVID, our numbers of carers are right down across Victoria, and we're really wanting people who have ever given fostering a thought to consider opening up their hearts and homes to children of and young people who are unable to live with their families right at this time.
Now, Megan, you're a foster carer yourself. You work in this space, but you have been a foster carer. Tell me about the rewards for you personally.
Look, I think there are lots of shared rewards and benefits to being a foster carer. I've been a foster carer for nearly 10 years.
Wow.
And I've had over 35 children come and live in my home and share in family life. And I think one of the best things that I've experienced about being a foster carer has been seeing the confidence and happiness of children in my care really grow while they've spent time with me and my family. And I think it's because I've had these first-hand experiences that I can speak really authentically to you today.
Yeah, you absolutely can.
And encourage others to think about becoming foster carers.
Can anyone be a foster carer, Megan? What sort of people are you looking for?
Look, anyone aged 21 and above can apply to become a foster carer in Victoria. What matters most is that you can offer stability and support to a child or young person while they're unable to live at home.
Mm-hmm.
I think, look, there's quite a lot of myths around foster care. And I think one of the myths is that you have to be a married couple. So that's not true.
Right.
People from all backgrounds and walks of life are encouraged to apply to become foster carers. You can be single or coupled. You can be parents already, or you can have no parenting experience at all. You can be working full-time, part-time, or you can be retired. You can be renting, own your own home. You can be young or old. I think CAFS in particular are real inclusion and diversity champions, and we welcome potential carers from diverse backgrounds. Our wonderful LGBTQIA+ community and culturally and linguistically diverse communities, because we have children and young people from all types of diverse backgrounds, and we need to place them with families of all types.
Yeah, so the young people are diverse, so we need a diverse set of foster carers. Megan, what about the time commitment? What am I looking at there?
Look, we have foster carers who work full-time,
mm-hmm.
and we have foster carers who have availability to be at home all the time. I think the myth has been that you have to be around at home full-time.
Yep.
And that's not true. Foster carers don't have to, can be working full time. If you're working full time, you might choose to provide respite care on weekends, school holidays, or at other times to give full time carers a break. There are also times where we need carers to take on emergency placements. And this is just to get children through a night or two until a longer term plan can be arranged.
So the messaging this morning, Megan, is you're absolutely right. Anyone can step in and be a foster carer. What about if I'm thinking of helping out CAFS today, Megan? Tell me about the process once I reach out to you and your team. What's that like?
Look, if you wanted to reach out and give us a call, that's fantastic. I think other things to consider too in being a foster carer is that we work really hard to make sure that we are committed to matching a child and with you, so that we're making sure that they fit in with your time commitments, that the age is right. And we're also wanting to make sure that we have provided a really high level of support, so that we're making sure that someone's always available to you. And look, as far as the process to become a foster carer, That takes on average about 6 months, and that's to become an accredited foster carer. And we understand that everybody's circumstances are different, and this process is a really collaborative one between you and CAFS. We want to schedule in visits and organise training and assessments, and we do this at a pace that works for you.
Yeah, okay. So it's not going to happen overnight, but things are going to be absolutely right, and that's why we need to start that conversation today about becoming a foster carer through CAFS. What about with my normal weekend activities, Megan, et cetera? Do I have to change up what I do in life if I'm going to be a foster carer?
No, look, fostering is about providing a safe and stable place for a child who is with you. So you don't have to have a whole lot list of scheduled and planned out activities. It's really important that we are just offering a child an opportunity to be part of your everyday life, and that's really beneficial to them. When a child first arrives with you, it's a great opportunity to get to know them through their interests and as a way to get to know that person. So you may go through your normal weekend and then incorporate one special activity for that child. Kids in care are just like any other kids. They enjoy a family barbecue or time spent with grandparents or just a lazy weekend at home. Foster carers also gain a lot of enjoyment from sharing in the fun things that a child or young person staying with them enjoys doing. And this is one of the best things about fostering. I really enjoy this part of it.
Just keeping it real, hey?
Yeah, keeping it real. The simple things.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, it is.
I like it, Megan. Well, to you and the team at CAFS, keep up the great work. We know that you're absolutely desperate to speak to people. So if we can please encourage the Ballarat Today family to reach out to CAFS this morning and at least have that conversation about becoming a foster carer to help out those young people in our community in desperate need. There's heaps of information at the website, cafs.org.au. Megan Sadlier, thanks for your time on Ballarat Today. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Brett.
The